In this bulletin, Iranian state TV is reporting that Iran's military says it unintentionally shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet. A weather change brings some relief to firefighters battling blazes in Australia's southeast. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic withdraws from the Adelaide International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Iranian state television is reporting that Iran's military says it unintentionally shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet. It says a statement released by the military says it had done so due to human error and that those responsible would be held accountable. The plane crash, which killed 176 people, happened only hours after Iran carried out missile strikes on two US air bases in Iraq. US media had speculated that the Boeing 737-800 may have been mistaken for a warplane as Iran prepared for possible US retaliation. Authorities in Victoria say smoke from the bushfires will continue to affect air quality across the state, despite the rain and cooler weather easing the immediate fire threat. The state government will lift a state of emergency disaster order from midnight, with milder weather forecast over the next 10 days. Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville says people should be prepared for more smoke haze.
The likelihood is that we will, over the next 10 days, still see smoke come and go in the fire-affected areas, but also in Melbourne and central parts of Victoria, depending on the way winds are blowing and the clouds.
New South Wales firefighters will have around 1 week of cooler conditions to strengthen containment lines and rest after weeks of severe conditions. A fire overnight seriously injured a man protecting his property southwest of Canberra, with the man transferred to Sydney's Concord Hospital Burns Unit for surgery. Four firefighters were also injured after they were overrun by fire while battling the blaze northwest of Cooma. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has welcomed the cooler conditions, but warns that they won't last long.
No lives lost, which is ultimately the priority, and now we've got at least a week, probably going to be the best 7 days we've had, without a rise of very dangerous fire ratings coming towards us over the next 7 days. So some reprieve, an opportunity for firefighters and affected communities to consolidate and allow us to try and get the upper hand on all of these fires.
United States President Donald Trump has ordered a new retaliatory economic sanctions on Iran aimed at forcing Tehran to accept a new nuclear agreement. It comes as the Trump administration faces new questions over its assassination of the Iranian general Qassem Soleimani in a drone attack in Baghdad last week. An assassination which prompted Iran to withdraw from the 2015 nuclear deal and attack US air bases in Iraq. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has defended the assassination and says Mr. Trump permitted the killing in order to keep the country safe.
The intelligence community is not flawless. We get it wrong. In this case, the intelligence community got it fundamentally right. Even the reflections we've seen after the effect, after the strike that Qassem Soleimani took, has demonstrated that we were quite right. There was an imminent attack, there was active plotting, and we took an action that we thought was likely to create less risk for the American people, and I'm confident that we did that.
Australian actor Harry Haynes has died in Los Angeles at the age of 27. Haynes was best known for his role in the American TV series American Horror Story. His mother, Jane Badler, paid tribute to her son in an Instagram post, saying he had the world at his feet but struggled with mental health issues and addictions. And if this story has raised issues for you, support is available through Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue 1300 22 4636. In tennis, world number two Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from the Adelaide International in a massive blow to the tournament. The inaugural tournament begins tomorrow, with the organisers giving no reason for the Serbian's withdrawal. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, much the same, 31. Melbourne, becoming sunny and 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, cloudy and the chance of smoke, 24 degrees. Wollongong, possible shower 19, Sydney cloudy 23, Newcastle similar 23 degrees, Brisbane rain easing to showers 27, Cairns mostly sunny 33, and Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.